This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo today. Mr. Modi arrived in Tokyo this morning on a two-day official visit to Japan. The visit comes at the invitation of Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba. During the summit, the two leaders will review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discuss ways to take forward the next phase of the special, strategic and global partnership, which has grown steadily over the past 11 years. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interest and priorities and contribute to building a fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavour to give new wings to collaboration, expand scope and ambition of India-Japan economic and investment ties, and advance cooperation in new and emerging technologies, including AI and semiconductors. He stated that the visit will also be an opportunity to strengthen civilizational bonds and cultural ties that connect the people of the two nations. Prime Minister Modi said that from Japan, he will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. He said India is an active and constructive member of SCO. He said India remains committed to working with SCO members to address shared challenges and deepen regional cooperation. He said it looks forward to meeting President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. India has announced the appointment of Dinesh K. Patnaik, currently serving as ambassador to Spain, as the next High Commissioner to Canada. According to the Minister of External Affairs, Mr. Patnaik will assume his assignment shortly. Canada has also announced the appointment of veteran diplomat Christopher Kuta as its new High Commissioner in New Delhi. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand said the appointment reflects Canada's step-by-step approach to deepening diplomatic engagement and advancing bilateral cooperation with India. The death toll in Kyiv has risen to 21 following Russian strikes, with at least 48 people injured, Ukrainian officials said. Powerful explosions rocked the city, damaging buildings across seven districts, including the European Union mission and the British Council headquarters. Kyiv's Air Force reported that Russia launched 629 weapons overnight, nearly 600 drones and 31 missiles, in one of the largest combined attacks since the war began. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack as a horrific and deliberate killing of civilians. Russia's defense ministry said it carried out a strike against military air bases and companies within Ukraine's military industrial complex using long-range weapons, including Kinzhal missiles. France, Germany and the United Kingdom, known as the E3, have triggered a 30-day process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The move starts a countdown at the UN Security Council. If no resolution is passed granting Iran sanctions relief, a snapback of previous sanctions will be automatically enforced. The United States has welcomed the move, which follows the collapse of diplomatic efforts to curb Iran's nuclear activity. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that Iran is ready to resume fair negotiations over its disputed nuclear program if the West shows goodwill. The 12th Men's Asia Hockey Cup 2025 will begin today at Rajgir in Bihar on the National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will formally inaugurate the championship this afternoon. The tournament will feature 8 top Asian nations: India, Japan, China, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Korea, Bangladesh and Chinese Taipei. The event assumes significance as it serves as a qualifier for the 2026 FIH Hockey World Cup. In shooting, India clinched a double gold in the men's 25-meter standard pistol events, both individual and team, at the 16th Asian Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.